hope you don't think this is clean. You just have
clean?
To do it over again.
What do you mean, not clean? I worked all morning on this goddamn porch so you could go out with a bunch of Prince Charming.
Blow it out of your ass. Don't miss the boat. Miss the boat, miss the boat, miss the boat. Send Twitter. Sending Twitter. Hello, Babs. Hello, Vera. Hello, Cher. How? Cher, how long have you been sitting there? How? Hello. Penis vagina. Penis vagina. Too much coffee. Not enough time. I gotta get my hair cut early. I have a hair cut appointment at 12:30. I have a zip car reserved at 12. It's over in Wicker Park. I have to go. Oh my! And it's on a stick. Sorry, am I back? God damn it! Sorry about that. Hello. Damn it to hell! I hate when that happens. Am I back? I'm back. Listen, sorry, I had when you have a tape in, the motherfucking goddamn bullshit thing turns itself off because it's afraid to ruin the tape heads. I guess it's good. Listen, couldn't remember the command, so I done both ways. Well, you have really excellent grammar. They really teach people well over there in Panacea. Listen, I have a vagina. Okay, so I have a hair cunt appointment at 12:30. Right now it's 11. The hair cunt is... I have to leave here at about 10 to 12. In less than an hour, I have to leave to get my hair cunt. Now, I was going to start even earlier than this. And I have my hairdresser cuts for free, so I have to go whenever she can take me. Because I do work video things for her and masturbate her vagina. Now, the other thing is, get fucked... Okay. And I've been fighting with Apple. You know, they did another upgrade of studio apps yesterday. I thought, oh, goody, compressor's going to work finally. Ha-ha. Content agent not found. Go to bluestein.com if you want to see the fucking screen dump. Content agent not found. Content agent not found. There's fucking goddamn thousands of reports on it anyway. And then what do? I fucking Twitter about it. And people are like, did you try resetting? No. No, I didn't try re-fucking setting. I'm a fucking moron. I'm a lesbian, for Christ's sake. You don't think I fucking try that shit, you stupid motherfuckers? Assholes. So anyway, so I finally found some post that looked useful after reading thousands. And the problem is it sucked up 2 weekends where I can't post the video I'd like to because of this fucking shitty-ass piece of shit. So it's supposed to, like, ooh, compressor. It works on 15 computers at once on our beautiful Macintosh. Well, the fucking things suck. Sorry, I have rabies. Anyway, so somebody finally posted something useful. I just read this before I started the program, and it said they noticed that when they turn off .Mac, the Back to My Mac feature, which is so that you can connect remotely through the .Mac server to your computer when you're not at home. Useful feature, but there's other ways to do it, like just routing your router and using remote desktop. Anyway, they found that turning that off fixes the problem, so we'll hope that that does it. But of course, once again, it's a case of .Mac being a piece of shit screwing everything up. If you don't know what I'm talking about, change the fucking channel. Watch the Rosary Army. That's the fucking channel they have fucking featured on here. Hello, where's Vera? She's not watching, is she? She's fucking sitting there masturbating her cunt, thinking, oh, I'm gonna come on at fucking 11. Well, she's fucking wrong. She's missing the goddamn thing. Yeah, but the problem is, Andy, it's a network issue. See, the way Andy says, I wouldn't think those features are connected. The problem is, compressor works fine when you just... Compressor, there's two item. There's two programs that interact in order to make compressor work. Compressor is sort of the front end, and then there's QMaster, which is the back end. And QMaster is sort of the multiprocessing component used for rendering. It's used by other applications. They originally bought it from Shake. Apple bought it from Shake. And it's a general sort of multiprocessing application that was originated on Linux, and they used it for like Lord of the Rings for rendering Maya stuff. It really started with Maya to render animation on like huge, you know, farms of servers and all this. Well, Compressor can work without QMaster, but then it's only doing one process at once. It doesn't use multi-threading. So it doesn't really give you any advantage. It's just it takes a long time to process anything. So to get the advantage of Compressor, you want to have it use QMaster, which means you send... Who's fucking texting me? Shit. It means you want to turn on the goddamn QMaster services. So that way, the Compressor, instead of just compressing itself, it says it gives it over. It gives the job to QMaster, which then divides it up into all these little processes, or maybe Compressor divides it up into all these little processes, sends it to your different computers, and more importantly, if you have a multi-core processor, which I do, it splits it into two or four, however many cores you want to use, different processes. Makes it much faster. So the reason that the network is relevant to this is because, God, I'm being such a lesbian. The reason the network is relevant is because it's the net, as soon as it goes, when it gets handed over from Compressor to QMaster, and from QMaster within the other to the other processors or even cores, it's actually doing that through the network. So that's what's going on. So I knew that there was something related to the network causing the problem, because it's getting jammed. It's like those messages aren't getting through. Yet when I unplug, and this is what was a weird thing, is if I unplug the Linksys router, oftentimes it works, not consistently. So I could see that the .MAC thing could make sense. That basically there is some DNS errors that were in my log, and one of them was like, cannot find .MAC server, causing considerable drain on your network, in the log. And I'm like, okay, how is this my fault? I mean, I see where it's my problem, but how is it my motherfucking fault, assholes? And I mean, this is version 3.03 of Compressor, and it has been plagued with errors. And they wonder why I don't pay for this shit. Right? Yeah, make it work. I'll happily give you the fucking upgrade fee. I still am on version 5. You know? You want to sell the shit, make the fucking thing work, instead of going after people saying, you're stealing, cease and desist, cease and desist. Well, you know, you give people a product that actually works as advertised, then you're not lying and stealing, you fucking asshole. You make Apple, listen to me, Apple, fake Steve, whoever's listening. Listen to me, Apple. You know, you want to call it stealing if people don't pay for your software and use it? Fine. But then I'm going to call it stealing if you make a goddamn piece of software that doesn't fucking work. Do you understand me, you fucking pompous ass, black turtleneck motherfucking asshole? Who's fucking calling me? God damn it. Hello? Hi. You know what? I already rented a Zipcar and I'm doing my show right now. So can I just meet you there at 12:30? Is that okay? For 2 hours. But I... Yeah, but the thing is, it's too late to cancel it. The car. To cancel the car. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind driving over there. Huh? Okay, thanks. Bye. Hello. Whatever, that was my hairdresser. Okay. Now he offers me a ride. Meanwhile, it's too late to cancel. Is it too late to cancel the Zipcar? Let me see. Let's see. Okay. Wild fucking West. Doing my pogrom. I can't be all that. You know what I mean? Can't be all that. Let's see, noon to 12. How late can I cancel it? No, it's too late. I could have. Let's see. Barack Obama's campaigning in Arizona. So now I wasted $20. I didn't fucking have to do that. Let me see what it says. Zipcar. 62 degrees? Holy Christ on a vagina. I didn't know it was that warm. I don't even need to fucking take that. I could have fucking rode my fucking bike. God damn it. Everything's fucked today. Jesus Christ. Email, you have a Zipcar reservation, 11 p.m. Like, I don't know where it is. Wheels when you want them, get fucked. I think there was another email that said when they can, how soon you can fuck yourself sideways. You know, how many times I tell everyone I do the show every day at fucking 11. Why don't people know? Probably because I don't let local friends watch this shit. I don't tell them. And I have so many of them, you know? Let's see. Need to change your reservation. Let's see. For reservations less than 8 hours, you have until 3 hours before the start. Yeah, it's too late. I can't change. I can make it longer, but I can't make it shorter. Anyway. What were we talking about? Did anybody have any comments on my little rants? You people aren't talking about anything that I'm talking about. Are you even seeing this? Question, Madge. How is it that people get sued by record? I don't fucking know. I'm not a goddamn lawyer. Call fucking Mel Karmazan or something. .Mac uses that much bandwidth when you're not even using it. Snap, nice touch, lesbian tech rage. Okay, I'm happy now. Question, Madge, how is that people get sued? Question, you know, you're Cher. Why do you fucking ask me, you goddamn dyke? No patience for this shit. Let's see, I'm late. Antivera, yes, you are late, Antivera, and you missed the best part. I really got mad and I spit at the camera, and you missed the goddamn fucking thing, you bitch. I spit twice today. I got a lot of phlegm in my... It's not phlegm, it's just saliva. It's really nice out. I never used the Pyrex Bay until the interview with Peter. My evil twin, some file charring, sharing. They spelled sharing like share. That's cute. Let's outsiders see your IP address. Oh, who cares? You can always say you were on fucking somebody else's. Somebody was using my goddamn Ethernet. Big fucking deal. Let's see. Granny Teddy, I'm over you. You abandoned me. My evil twin, at least in Sweden, they will prosecute those who make whatever. Oh, God, we're not on that anymore. We're on Apple and how much compressor sucks. And how... I think I made a very good point. You know, if you want to accuse me of stealing, then I'm going to accuse you of stealing when you make software that doesn't fucking work. And then when thousands of people go to your message boards on your supposedly support website and complain and tell you that it hasn't worked since version 1 and you're on version 3, then you're stealing from them by making you pay $500 for a piece of shit that doesn't fucking work. And you go on there with your goddamn turtleneck and you got your fucking disgusting high pants on this high with this gross fat bloat here from your pancreas juice or whatever the fuck happened to you. It's fucking nasty. I think he has a colostomy bag, that Steve Jobs. He's got this colostomy bag. He thinks it's so hip to wear these high, tight pants, showing off his colostomy bag with his fucking nasty-ass Levi's. Oh, look how cool I am. I'm rich, but I wear ugly pants. Congratulations, fuckface. You know? I'm poor and I wear this beautiful schmata. We are not talking about goddamn... copyright anymore. I said we're copyright. Car companies stealing when you buy a car that breaks down after 200,000 miles. That is the dumbest fucking analogy I've ever fucking seen in my life. Jesus Christ, Annie Melton, could you do your fucking work? Jesus Christ, what kind of moderator are you letting people say dumb fucking shit? Jesus Christ. God, it makes me want to blow up a chest. If there were a way to terrorize and blow myself up virtually, I would do it. I know you can do it in sex cunt life. I'd shit just fine. Can I not be angry? Why does everything have to be my fault? You know, like, I love how we have to internalize everything. Oh, you're not allowed to fucking react. You're not allowed to have an emotional reaction. Well, I was trying to fucking make a video 2 hours ago, and I ended up fighting with this goddamn shitty-ass software. I would have had a goddamn video posted by now, you goddamn fucks. My own video that I made. No fucking intellectual copyright argument, okay? Fuck you. God damn it. Yes, taking it out on you. That's why, because you're saying dumb fucking shit to me. Like making a goddamn car analogy. Jesus Christ. Yeah, boycott me all you want. I don't give a flying fuck. Jesus Christ. Patty Hearst is here. She'll stick with me. Yes, threaten me with your ears. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I'm so scared. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I've never lost a listen turd before. Jesus Christ. Yes, colostomy bag. I've got Cher still, and I've got Granny Teedy, even though she's dirty. And I have my loyal listen turds, and if you choose not to be loyal and you want to make dumb analogies and you can't take the heat, then you can go fuck yourself. Yeah, well, maybe this, B.W. Valentine says, maybe this is why you don't have any listeners. Well, maybe this is why you're one of them. Did you ever think of that? Maybe because you're an idiot. Jesus fucking Christ. No time for this shit. Yeah. Can't do anything today. Got to get a haircut.
Please remember that you never create a concern in the girl that's about to menstruate by referring to her as somebody that's sick.
That's right. Oh, I was going to play some nice things from my inbox. Somebody sent me something. Somebody want to know who's... Steven want to know who sang the My Dumps song? I have no idea. Let me... I don't know. It doesn't say. Somebody just sent it to me anonymously. I would send it to you, but that's illegal and everything. So let's see here. Let's see. Oh, he sounded like Auntie Verist. Am I in my Skype now? I'm on my Skype. Fucking bitches. Am I on? Christ. Oh, God. I'm going to get my hair cut today, and it's ruined my life. Oh, I didn't turn it on. Oh, who's that fat person on my list? Okay. People shouldn't put their pictures on Skype if they're fat. I'm sorry. Except for Andy. That's okay. Yeah. Because he gets laid from it. Let's see. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Sorry, I'm not turned sideways enough. God bless the child. I'm turning via, what's his face? Ray Charles. I know, Stevie Wonder's, whatever. Hello. I'm the one she bitched out. No, Steve Jobs is the one I bitched out. You were just you're fucking hit by the shrapnel, you dumb bitch. Sorry, I can't help it. It's menopause. Menopause is over, thank God. Although I think I'm having an aftershock. Okay. Call AVC to mellow out. Fuck you. I don't want to mellow out. Why should I fucking mellow out? Why the fuck would I want to mellow out? So I can be boring? No, I don't want to mellow out. I like to be me. I'm happy with who I am, you dumb fucking whores out there. Jesus Christ. Stupid bitches. Cher can call me, though, if she wants to talk to Cher. Cher always makes me very... still angry. Okay. Let's see, because she's kind of dumb. And she always listens to her own music, but that's up to her. Now, where's this thing people sent me? Where's this fucking thing? Somebody sent me a goddamn thing. Attachments. Oh, no, that's not it. Where's this fucking shit? God damn it, I have too much mail, and I never throw anything fucking out. God damn it. Oh, enough with this Twitter. Shut up. God damn it. I need a cup of coffee. Let's see. Where are my goddamn attachments? Okay. Luke, thank you for the cover art of Eat This Hot Show. We're getting very close, but not quite there yet. Let's see. Okay, this is from Steve. This is a song called Turd Night. It sounds pretty good to me, at least in terms of the title. I haven't heard the song. Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Okay. Hey.
clothes. Not even kidding. I had to use the bathroom. I had to shit, right? And so I'm on the toilet, right? Just picture this as a toilet, right? And so I'm like this, right? Because I'm trying to, like, you know? And so there's, like, this mat, right? I'm not even kidding. So I'm going like this, right? And I'm trying to, like, push at the same time but then pinch it, you know? So I'm pushing, right? I'm pushing really hard. And then my nose started bleeding. I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding, my neck started bleeding. Probably because of the pressure on the brain. I'm not even kidding.
That's the dump song is mixed into this.
It is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus and lasts anywhere from 3 to 7 days. It's normal. She is not sick. She is perfectly normal.
Oh my God, I'm gonna kill myself. I don't know why I let that go on for as long as it did. Here's something I just found. Blast from the past. Blast from the panis.
Big fat hairy dyke with cunt stench. Big fat hairy dyke with cunt stench. Stench.
Tench.
Big fat hairy dyke with cunt stench. Big fat hairy dyke with cunt stench.
Sweetest pie.
Big fat hairy dyke with cunt stench. 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 Big fat hairy dyke with cunt stench.
And for him to have a penis.
Big fat hairy dyke with cunt stench. 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 Big fat hairy dyke with cunt stench.
It was Father Bloaterus.
Big
no, I didn't
fat
get...
hairy dyke with...
Shut up, Dr. Cutface. No, I didn't get your Gmail, miserly. At least not that I checked. When did you send it? Oh, hello?
Cunt
stench. Lesbian? What? Cunt
stench. Big fat hairy dyke with cunt stench.
Oh my God, help me, what a train wreck.
Big fat hairy dyke with cunt stench.
I don't even know where I am. I don't even know where I pressed things. Where did I press this shit? Oh no, help. I'm gonna die here.
Big fat hairy dyke with cunt stench. Big fat hairy dyke with cunt
stench. Oh, me so prolapse. Oh, me so prolapse. Oh, me so prolapse. Me prolapse long time. Oh, me so prolapse. Oh, me so prolapse. Oh, me so prolapse. Me prolapse long time. Come on.
Madge has lips, and she knows how to use them. Frill has kids, and she likes to abuse them.
Suck my scrotum until the veins burst.
What's this bus seat?
That bus seat you're talking about is my mother.
I don't know.
There's nothing wrong. It's perfectly normal. You're growing up. We'll have to call you Mister.
I think I need more music. This pod safe stuff is just not working for me. I know. Yeah, fuck it. You know what? I have a vagina, and it hurts right now, and I gotta get a haircut. I thought this half hour that I have to do the show, abbreviated show, would go by really quickly, but it hasn't. I think the show's crashing. Sounds like a plane crash, doesn't it?
Suck my scrotum until the veins burst.
Yeah, this show's definitely crashing. It's all Apple's fault. Allow. What day is it? A week ago, you sent me an email and I'm supposed to... I'm sorry, I didn't... Sometimes I don't read emails. I'm sorry. I'm really seriously... Hold on, this is what Andy Vera wrote. I have to play it on the computer because it's funny.
I saw a Prius yesterday with the license plates around that said, my other car is a Hummer.
Did you hear that? Did that play or did it only play locally? You didn't hear it? Oh, fucking bitch. Yachts. Oh, I made a sex cunt. Let's try it again.
I saw a Prius yesterday with the license plates around that said, my other car is a Hummer.
Please don't worry about it and don't be concerned about the size of the penis.
I saw a Prius yesterday with the license plates around that said, my other car is a Hummer.
Please don't worry about it and don't be concerned about the size of the penis.
I saw a Prius yesterday with the license plates around that said, my other car is a Hummer.
Democracy. Yeah, I got more records than the KGB.
Please don't worry about it.
So, no funny business.
Are you already off?
Does anybody want to talk about anything? Huh? Does anybody want to talk about anything? No? What? What, Vera? Urinary tract infections? Cranberry juice. You want me to read from that book that talks about it? Udies? Cereal? You want to talk about cereal, Vera? Cereal? What's your favorite kind of cereal, Vera? What do you like to eat? Oatmeal? Doesn't sound very brand conscious of you to say oatmeal. Don't you have a favorite brand of cereal? Something crunchy? Like Prolapse? Bill and Hillary Clinton conflict over trade agreement. Well, it's very simple. Hillary is lying. Okay, next question. Jesus Christ, if you can't see that, you're fucking retarded. I'm sorry. I mean, not that the other people don't lie, too. She's fucking lying. Duh. What, you think that's true? You think that's true that, like, Hillary really disagreed with Bill, even though she said at the time she didn't? I mean, the spin is so fucking lame with this fucking election shit. And Hillary is a really fucking bad actress. The only, at least that's good about her is you know when she's lying. It's fucking all the time. I believe that the country needs me right now and junk. I believe that I really care about this country. Hold on. I care. Are we done? Is the camera off? Yeah. Okay. Great. Now, yeah. Go downstairs, honey. All right. Can we talk about tech? Yeah, sure. What do you want to talk about it? What do you want to talk about tech, Andy? Call me. I got a few minutes left. You can call me. Whoever wants to can call me. It's an open forum. Max has a valid point in all trade deals being complete bullshit. Absolutely. I totally agree. Howard Stern played that Cheryl and Mary lesbian song this week. The fucking copycat. He's used my shit before, too. All right, come on. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. L.E., I don't use L.E. I use the real version. I don't recommend Ableton L.E., Brian. I don't recommend Ableton L.E. I don't like limited editions of shit. Where's the fucking thing? I hear it ringing. I don't fucking see it. Hold on. Where in the fuck is it? Seriously, I see it, I hear it, I don't see it, not even Skype is fucking working. I don't see the answery thingy. Andy, let me call you. Jesus fucking Christ, nothing's Christ fucking working in this house. Maybe it was the real phone working.
Hello.
Hi. What did you want to talk about, technically speaking? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I have a question. Why do people send me things on Facebook to look for missing people on other continents?
What? I don't know about this. Read one. Yeah, can whatever. You read one?
Some guy named Edward Broom sent me an invite to help look for, I don't know, some guy in London, I guess.
What does it say?
Missing for blah, blah, blah years. I don't know. I hit ignore.
Facebook is dumb. Cheryl told me I have to start wishing people happy birthday. So I did. I don't even know who these people are yet. I'm wishing them a happy birthday.
Right. Whatever.
What's that noise?
My chair.
Oh, poor Cherry. That sounded like a door. Are you sure there was a chair?
Yes.
What do you want to talk about technology? Come on. We're supposed to talk about technology. You want to talk about technology? Let's talk. Do it now. Come on. I'm in pain.
I need a new hinge for my iBook. Do you know where I should get one?
You need a new hinge for your chair.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The only place I would think you could get that would be on eBay. Or no. you know what? Actually, no. iFixit.com sells that stuff, but you probably know that.
Yeah. I think I've looked there. I think it was really expensive. I don't know. I need to get one. I opened it up one day.
Yeah, their
and the
stuff
hinge
usually
broke.
Is expensive. You could go to the Apple store. How far is the nearest Apple store? Like 3,000 miles away from you?
An hour and a half.
You go
by
there
car.
And not leave until they fix it. I saw one really fat person there. He was on one of those hover rounds. And like, people were so scared of him. They were like, what do you want? What do you want?
How does strip club DJ know about West Town Mall?
I don't fucking know. Maybe he stripped there. Do you like anything music-wise I should play, honey?
Let's see here. Play some vocal trance or something.
Vocal trance? What do you mean? Like, like what? I don't understand. What do you mean?
It's vocal? Trance music that has vocals to it.
Oh.
That's what I mostly listen to.
I don't know. You'd have to give me an example.
We
Are All Made of SARS. All right, we can play that. Let's see.
I have some.
Oh, goody.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. It's just background music.
Let's see what this says. This sounds interesting. You, Me, the Music. It sounds kind of chorus line-ish, though I have a feeling it's not. Let's see. My vagina.
Mindcast Heard hung out with Bicycle Mark last night.
Well, congratulations. Who was Tom?
For an un-Twitter date, whatever that was. That means. Yeah, I don't know what it means either.
It's horrible. Let's see. You got me feeling Christmas time is here. What's this? Oh, that's, I can't put it. No, that's not it neither. Let's see.
We all live and die.
You like this?
Blah, not really.
I kind of do. Let's see how it goes with Dr. Listwood.
Please treat them kindly, but firmly. Treat them, please. Don't worry about it.
Suddenly then why did you call it an un-Twitter day?
Treat them those are done kindly, during sex, but firmly. Suddenly please have intercourse more frequently so you can learn to relax.
Those things
Please don't worry about an unwanted pregnant. Please remove it.
Please don't worry about the body of
the love is much more rigid than the head of the penis, and that's perfect enough. Please don't worry.
Please don't make fun of him at this time. And in that way, we'll not be able to have any children.
But he drives a pickup truck.
He may even be someone else.
Please don't be concerned.
Please, treat them. It is an irregular flow of that you never create a concern.
But please just remember their norms. Please don't worry about them. And don't be concerned about the size of the penis.
Big fat head with cunt stench. Big fat head with cunt stench. Big fat head with cunt stench.
Please have intercourse more frequently so you can learn to relax. Please be very careful and just...
She is not sick.
Some men worry when they... The
that
sexual attraction
you're talking
is
about
normal,
is my mother.
But you Andy, have to control it.
How then? And
what?
Are you still there?
Yes.
I can't find anything that plays.
Oh, that's normal.
You wanted to talk about technology, but you got nothing to say.
That's right. I thought I would, but now I don't. It's like I was going to record a video the other day. I walked up the hill and I just didn't care anymore.
Jack and Jill walked up the hill to fetch a pail of water so they could flush their toilet. I can't get it. Something's wrong with my Skype. Somebody tried to send me an audio. Oh, there it is. Anger.
It'll probably take it forever to send.
It's 5 megabytes, you're right. 3 minutes. Like, I got that kind of... You know what? It's 11:34. I gotta get the fuck out of here. So I can get my...
Yeah, I need to get off here, too. I gotta record some crap this afternoon.
All right. Say something intelligent and thought-provoking.
You want that from me?
Yeah.
Right.
Go. Say something. Say something intelligent. You can read it from somewhere if you have to. But I need a thought, you know, a closing thought.
Let's see here. Hang on. All right, hold down.
Okay.
Hold on. As if it wasn't challenging enough to choose between one color and another, now there's green, which comes loaded with its friends. Sustainable, eco-friendly, cradle-to-cradle, recycled, recyclable, small footprint.
Okay, that's enough. VOC, that was really
green
great.
Green Guard, LEED, and FSC certified. Being a design company, we're encouraged by the increasing number of smart...
Okay, well, that was a nice way to end the program. But, you know, I thought it'd be fun. I just noticed I keep a lot of old shit, so... This is Max Kaiser from 2 years ago. I'm just curious what he was saying 2 years ago, the clip that he made for my show, 4/22/06, just about almost exactly 2 years ago.
Max, it's Madge. Hi, Stacy, too.
Oh, no, that's a message to Max.
Well, I was looking at this new site you have.
Max,
shit. It's Madge.
That's not what I wanted. Fuck. Let's see. Hello, Max.
Hello. Hello, Adam, it's Madge. Hello. Hey, Max, it's... Hello, testing. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi.
Hello, Max and Stacy. It's Madge Weinstein, your favorite lesbian.
Hello, Max and Stacy. Hello, Adams, it's Madge.
Hello. Oh, my God.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, my God. I can't find it. These are the things that go the other direction. Oh, fuck it. This is fine. This is Hedwig. Goodbye.
Wake up and I turn back to myself. turn on the 8-track. I'm pulling the wick down from the shelf. Suddenly I'm Miss Farrah Fawcett from TV. Until I wake up and I turn back to myself. Everybody.
I put on some makeup, turn on the 8-track. I'm putting the wig down from the shelf.
Suddenly I'm this punk rock star of stage and screen, and I'll never turn it back.
Suck my scrotum until the veins burst.
Hello, Jackie and Scott. I-